So I don't know if you've ever thought about starting your own podcast. Chances are you have. I mean, ever since I started this one, which was really recent, I've had a lot of people look at me and say, I've been thinking about starting a podcast, and I've been thinking about doing something like this. And you can tell by the plurality of, I think that's the wrong word, the overabundance of podcasts. And I don't know, who am I to say there's an overabundance when I am now adding to that incredibly large pile. But if you've ever thought of starting one, it's weird getting it up and off the ground. And this wasn't even this was only a germ of an idea a month ago, and a decision 3 weeks ago, and an execution a week ago, less than a week ago. So you have to immediately start figuring out certain things. Am I going to have music? Well, I'm a musician. I play a gazillion things, and I can kind of handle my own stuff. And so the theme music that you've heard, yeah, that's me. It's not the best, but it's still cool. Two, what theme do I want to use, or do I want to be an interview format, or a music format, or a theological format? Arts, true crime, conspiracy. Well, here's the problem, is there are bits and pieces of all of those things in me. And I couldn't even really categorize it the right way. There is an element of true crime. There is an element of music. There is an element of conspiracy. And obviously theology. I am a believer and a Christian, and so there are certain things I would like to bring to bear, and things that just interest me and I think might interest someone else as well. And then as far as art goes, and especially history, and history is kind of where it started here. But I am actually sitting in front of Kaleidoscope Coffee on Athens Avenue in Redding, California. Let's see, I don't know the exact address. Could probably look it up here in a minute, but it's directly across from San Francisco Deli, in case you're trying to get a read on it. Essentially at the corner of Locust and Athens. The only building that actually occupies that corner is it's a hair cut place called the Hair Lounge, but it's also an old antiquated Taco Bell from the 1970s, possibly leeching into the 80s. Anyway, I decided to come down here and have some coffee and set up on the table out front. So if you hear any ambient traffic noise, that's why. I'm not really trying to go for the perfect hermetically sealed audiological, ground zero specimen of perfection in this one. I am going to change the name of the podcast, and that's why I even addressed any of this. So, as I said, you try to figure out, am I going to have music? Okay, great. I can handle music. That's rare. I need graphics. In this day and age, it's easier to do graphics with AI, but also people are using simplistic graphics to create their logo for their podcast, so that's not really an issue. I've got considerable Photoshop skills, and so I made this fancy one for this, but that's going to change too. So I may as well explain the name of the podcast that is going to go away. I was going to explain it down the road, and I still like it, and I have an affection for it, but it was called Woolly Swamp Radio. So, primary reason for changing it, amongst a couple of other things, other than just a certain gut dissatisfaction that I have. Some of it's intangible. The other is trying to spell woolly. Majority of people want to spell it W-O-O-L-Y. But I was hailing from the spelling from the song from, I think it's 1978, maybe 80, from the Charlie Daniels Band, a mythical storytelling song called The Legend of Woolly Swamp, about an old man named Lucius Clay, who's kind of crazy, and he squanders all of his money and harbors it into mason jars and buries it in the sand. Out in the middle of a swamp, which is a dangerous okie-finokie kind of place, or Everglades. It has all the legendary moonlit sort of bits and pieces about that. And then these boys called the Hagel Boys, they were considered white trash. They lived on Carver's Creek, according to the song. they plot to go and take the man's money and feed him to the alligators. And at the end, they wind up trying to run after killing the guy. And they wind up sinking in quicksand, and they can hear the old man's voice. Anyway, it comes down to the very end of the song where Charlie Daniels in that, the late Charlie Daniels, that incredible narrative southern voice of his where he says, well, that's been 50 years ago, and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet, and on certain nights when the moon is right and by that dark wood path, you can hear the three young men screaming, you can hear one old man laugh. And then it would go through the chorus, and then the very last lyrics to the chorus and ultimately to the song is, some things in this world you just can't explain. Now, when I was a kid and that song came out, there was no MP3s, CDs, there was no replay, there was no Spotify, there was none of that. None of these alleged luxuries were at my disposal. And I'm going to say at the outset, if you know me, if those things would have been at my disposal, in fact, if smartphones would have been at my disposal and the internet would have been at my disposal, I wouldn't even be a creative person. I probably wouldn't even be alive. I would have probably just wrecked my life. I would be neurologically wrecked and have mental issues and all kinds of things because of the type of kid I was. And I would have just simply, that would have been the on-ramp to my destruction. So I wanted that song. And the only way to get to that song was to listen to the radio. And at the time, it was AM radio. It was AM 600. It was called K60 was the actual call letters they went by. And there was a disc jockey named Johnny Logan. And I don't know if John Logan's still around. I know about 20 years ago, I was in a business, and he called. And I go, is this? I knew the voice. I go, is this that John Logan? And he goes, it is. So I don't know. But He was really funny and cool and kind of suave on the air, you know. And he made funny jokes, you know, like one time he said, it's been scientifically proven that bills travel through the mail at twice the speed of checks. And I remember that joke here, you know, 45 years later after hearing it. So I ultimately would have to call and request that song. And then they wouldn't play it fast enough for me. So then I would call the request line. And here I am, you know, prepubescent, trying to go, could you play The Legend of Willie Swamp by Charlie Daniels? And I knew those disc jockeys knew it was just some stupid kid trying to lower his voice, you know, doing some Peter Brady kind of thing. But ultimately, they would play it, and I would sit by the radio with my bright red Radio Shack Tandy Corporation tape recorder, and I would have it on record, plugged in, and then on pause, and then when I hit the pause button, it would automatically record, right? So I'd record that song, and then I'd get to listen to it, and anyway, that's how I got a copy of that song, and it was magical to me. Charlie Daniels was magical to me, and so at the end of the day, that radio and that song, I always loved legends. I always loved lore. And if it involved moonlit swamps and mysterious noises, I liked it. I mean, you just can't help it. I was a kid that was naturally attracted to the ghost stories at campfires when I was in the Cub Scouts, the whole thing. And so the idea that there's mystery in the world is just something that is a great foundational starting point. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be something unexplainable. It just has to be something that maybe we don't know about or has never been explained. For instance, I have had a number of people come up to me and go, I had no idea that there was ever an attempt to steal the body of Abraham Lincoln. I went, yep, there we go. My job is done. I've now brought light. I have now elucidated the mysterious, or at least the occluded, the something that isn't just was an immediate bit of knowledge. But ultimately, the spelling and trying to give people the name of the site or of the podcast was something that was working against me. I also think that my graphic is just too overwrought. There's too much going on in it. And so here's what I've decided to do. I have decided to make a name change, and I'm hoping that the name change and the logo change will accompany when I upload this particular podcast. I'm going to call it box number 7. Now, I realize that that is also an equally mysterious title. I am not going to go into it too much, other than the fact that it hails back to my love of history and the 1860s and 1870s. Obviously, 1865 I've already dealt with the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, and then, of course, 1876. The irony about 1876 is you have the attempted theft of Lincoln's body, and literally, I think it is 2 months prior, was the killing of Wild Bill Hickok, which was August 2nd in Deadwood, South Dakota, which is obviously, if you know me, you know how much I love that story and the legend around it. I love the storytelling capacity for some of these moments as well. Obviously, the 1860s, where you have the end of the Civil War, everything that Lincoln did with the Emancipation Proclamation and the price that he paid for, it was probably for that, amongst some many other ancillary things. The 1860s, also in 1867, over and across the pond, as they say, was the year that Arthur Conan Doyle delivered to the general public what would become the most replicated character in all of English literature. A high-functioning sociopath living in a London flat at 221B Baker Street in London. I don't know if you could hear that car going by. It's insane. Guy saw me with a microphone. He deliberately did that whole bit. That's all right. It's okay. I get it. Egos are what they are. So I'm going to change it, and obviously I'm actually going to go into Sherlock Holmes a little bit in the history of him because of the of how his character was based. If you've ever been to one of my stage shows, you probably already know the history as I give it to you, or you may know it anyway. I'm not pretending that no one knows what I'm going to talk about at any particular point. But my podcast is going to be diverse on a lot of levels. And there's times where I'm going to discuss music. I'm going to discuss the lyrics of music. I'm going to go into the historical and legendary assumptions about the lyrics of certain songs in the rock world. Not just the rock world. I'm going to discuss, extra biblical texts like the Book of Enoch and where it may or may not apply. In the historical outlook from Old Testament all the way to now. I do have an eschatological outlook, which means how do I think this whole world comes to an end? I've got those views too. I do plan on having some musical guests. I've had a good friend who is quite established in the world of music, and he has found himself involved with groups like, well, I'll just say this, Trans-Siberian Orchestra. That's vague enough for me to not have to say anything. But he's interested in eventually coming on and having a conversation. And not the usual conversation. Famous people, they get the same questions all the time. I get to talk about things that are what we call one-offs, or as they say on Pirates of the Caribbean, you're off the edge of the map, mate. Anyway. So I just wanted to come on and explain that the logo and the title are going to change for mostly simplistic reasons. I don't have anything to prove with regards to my logo and Photoshop, and I certainly don't have to with titles, but I want it to be a title, box number 7. That will be B-O-X, the word number, and the word 7. And that just allows people to look it up really quick, especially box number. Box number is going to be enough for you to probably locate it. Anyway, that's a kind of where we're at for this, and I'm going to go ahead and lay this one out. I will get this thing uploaded. It is currently Sunday morning at what time? I have a new iPhone, 7:54 in the morning. It's a little cold out here, and I'm having one of these great coffees from Kaleidoscope Coffee, who does roast their own coffee and have their own brand, and they're definitely worth checking out. And I'm going to put their social media, at least for Instagram, in the show description, That's another set of phrases I hear on podcasts all the time, and now I'm starting to get that warm feel about doing that type of thing. So anyway, that's going to be the it for this, and I feel like it's pretty haphazard, but that's because I didn't really do any research. I just decided to sit down and start, as they say, spitting rhymes. Anyway, so have a great day from box number 7. The music might remain the same, and I'm going to be creating more transitional music as I can, as I get a chance to sit down, especially with the guitar and harmonica. I do feel like that the swampy sounding music that I created for the initial idea is still justified for this, because I happen to love blues and slide guitar, and I'm definitely going to be talking about blues. I'm definitely going to be talking about the legend of Mr. Robert Johnson, the good, bad, the ugly, and the implausible as well. And quite frankly, the chasm between the idea that a blues musician went and sold his soul to the devil at the corner of Highway 61 in Mississippi for prodigious guitar skill, but then wrote a song called Crossroads, which talks about him falling on his knees and crying out to God for mercy. So there is a definite chasm between the legend and the actuality. I'd kind of like to examine that, but the legend is also a little fun as well. That's legends that also apply to violinist Niccolo Paganini. Oh, I just got a show idea. Going to be talking about him too. Also, if you like authors, I do plan to examine the life of one of my favorite writers of all time, Miss Flannery O'Connor. The late Flannery O'Connor. All right, so anyway, that's it for box number 7. I'm going to skedaddle out of here. You're off the edge of the map, mate. Bye.